The following players have been declared out: Stephen Burton, Blaine Gabbert, Dwayne Gratz, Mercedes Lewis, and Jeremy Mincy. Cecil is listed as questionable or probable, right, Ryan? Yeah. Probable. And everybody else in the injury report will be listed as probable as well. Okay, but a good week. Really was. I think our players came out focused the whole week. And what I like about it is even our older guys kind of set the stage for it, but our younger guys are really going into it and saying, let's go. This is a great opportunity for us. We talked about things we want to get accomplished in Wednesday, and they've kept that focus the whole week. And it's, we're excited about this opportunity. And you know what? It feels genuine to me. It feels like a real genuine excitement about the opportunity. So we're excited about it.
As far as Mercedes going forward, what's his outlook?
He's made really good progress the last couple days. I think his leg feels better. He's still, we're still not going to say, hey, he should be back here or there, but really good progress. And I know mentally he's in a good state right now. And he's been through quite a deal here now with having injured, getting re-injured, coming back, trying to play, re-injure it. That's some tough things to deal with. But he's in a good state right now and has made really good progress the last couple of days.
What improvements did Justin make? Obviously, he had a great game against the Rams, but what have you seen him get better at?
I think just getting game ready, Hayes. Getting game ready, getting his reps, getting more. We're spreading some reps around a little bit because of Cecil, what he's gone through. So some younger guys and some new guys have gotten more reps. And Justin has been getting the equivalent of what he normally would get week in and week out. So I think just his overall conditioning it has improved.
You going to try Gratz next week?
Yeah, right now we felt like there would be a chance this week. And then as the week went on, we said not this week, but better chance for next week.
Stephen.
This is an overall young secondary having to deal with Peyton Manning. What have you told them to encourage them to embrace the challenge?
Well, I think, really for them, it's things that they can control and to get their focus on that. And they've done a great job with that. I think you can get out of control. You can think of all the different scenarios, what you have to do. And then all of a sudden, the things that you do on an everyday basis become very difficult. And I think that we've kind of kept them in that world where they can, control the things that we're asking them to do. And what I'm hoping is that they go out there and play really fast because of it.
What do you like about Stephen Williams?
Yeah, he's come in. He's one of the guys we were talking about earlier that we're trying to catch up with some reps. But, he does a nice job in there as far as, short routes and intermediate routes. And he's got good length on him. So, yeah, he's got decent speed, but he's still learning the whole package. He's learning the system. So
you guys have had so many distractions this week, at least in the national media. How do you feel like the team is blocking all that out?
Me personally, I deal with it somewhat, but I haven't been able to kind of push it aside. Now with our players, I've not heard any talk about it. We don't talk about in our meetings, in the position meetings, in the unit meetings, but I don't want to be naive enough to know that they hear some of these things. But they sure don't respond that way, and they're not acting that way on the field. And so that's a good point. That's why I think we've had really good week of practice because of that. And they're learning that discipline now. They're learning, that those outside things that are happening can affect how we practice. So you feel a sense of professionalism from them, and then that's awesome.
How does getting Mike Brown back, Cecil's healthy, how does that affect Denard? Is he on the cusp of whether you activate him or not?
He's not on the cusp of that. I think with Denard, which, some of these guys getting healthier, it allows us to really stabilize some guys at certain positions, like Ace at the H spot. And, we can really have him focus in on that position. And the same with D-Rod. I think now he can focus on more at running back. And, we're trying to find out, where we could place him and things like that. But, I think now we're finding out, let's give some opportunities there at running back.
I heard on your radio show last night, you said the joke when they did the surgery, there's a little more than just a...
I talked to him yesterday afternoon, and I know I probably should have just said it went well. I know it went very well for him. There was talk of a plate, but I guess it's pretty standard.
Okay.
But he felt really good about it. really good. I didn't get into him, you know, when he'll be ready, all those things. He just felt really good, and I think he's planning on coming back soon to Jacksonville. So he was very pleased with that. I know he was tired the first day, felt better the next day.
But no ligament damage or anything like that?
Not that, that what he told me.
The other thing he said on the radio that I thought was interesting, you don't try not to pump up Peyton Manning too much because you don't want it to look like he's unstoppable or doesn't
well,
make mistakes.
You know, I think that we obviously there's things you see on tape and his career says enough. And our players see those things and they know. But I'd rather, you know, take that time to talk about what we have to do. And I think, okay, you talked about, okay, we understand, Gus, we understand, but and also tell us what we have to do.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why I say it's I want to spend more time, don't want to spend all that time pumping him up. I'd rather spend more time on what we have to do.
You knew from day one there was going to be a ton of transactions, a ton of guys claimed.
Yeah.
You also knew what you wanted to see from that process. Are you seeing that?
That's a great question. Yes, I am. It's always difficult on a team. It really is. You have to weigh it. And can your team handle it when there's that many transactions? Because there's a show of trust, I think. There's a trust issue. But my commitment to our team was that we are constantly going to compete to elevate the level of our play. And we're not going to do things just to do it. But if we can help us and improve our overall team, we're going to do those things. So I've been really impressed by our team, how they've handled these transactions. And you know, we see a guy like Stephen Williams catch a pass, and Cecil's over there, and Justin's over there to him. Noble, he catches a pass. Mercedes is talking to him. It's really been impressive how our team has really embraced them. I did not expect as much as that they're doing, but this team doesn't surprise me as far as that. And so that's been good, and I think what's happened is you'll see that our special teams is elevated. We're not where we need to be yet, but I do sense a feel of elevated play because of that.
Doesn't that put a lot of stress on the coaches to get to have
yes.
that much turnover?
It does. You know, I talked to him before, and I said, you know what, our job as coaches is to develop our players. And I think they kind of thought it was develop them, they'll be here for a while, and we'll keep developing. I don't know if they knew it was going to be quite like it is. But they have done a nice job. And I think it's evident when you see a guy like Clay Harbor, you know, performing at a higher level and guys that are stepping in and playing and doing some good things for us. And that's what it's all about. A guy like Cam, you know, jumps in there and performs at a high level. And that's really the challenge for our coaching staff is I want our coaching staff to develop our number ones all the way down to the last guy in our roster. I think we have to have that mindset. And I don't know how normal that is, but, you know, that's the challenge in front of us.
How was Josh out? Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
keep talking.
Jeez, you do interrupt a lot. That's a trait of yours, Josh.
Josh Evans has been one of those guys who's had to step
right.
up and fill in. How do you think he's handled that?
He's done a good job, too. I think it's been good for him and Jonathan to be back there together through this growth because they're facing some of the same difficulties, and they communicate a lot. And you're seeing them spend time in meeting room after practice, watching tape, visiting, you know, at night. I think they've spent a lot of time because they're going through some of the same things, and they both challenge each other, you know, to elevate their play. Who's going to get better faster type mentality? So it has been a really good, challenging process for both of them. But they've embraced it, and, you know, they'll carry it through. And they've both been productive on the field. You know, Josh with the number of tackles, Sip, what he had, 11, 12 tackles last week. You know, I think they just keep challenging one another. So as a coach, you know, you love that part of it.
Find yourself getting frustrated with injuries offensively because you seem like you're getting close to getting full strength and then down
right.
the lane. And
you know, probably you can get a little bit frustrated for the team, I think, because you want it badly for them and you want guys to be out there at full strength. You know, so that's a challenge, and I'm sure some of the players may sense a little bit of that. But I think we're also excited about the opportunities for some of these other guys. You know, when they get a chance to step in and play, a guy a couple weeks ago like Burton, you know, he got his chance to step in and play, and you said, this would be what a cool opportunity for him. And then he went out there and had, what, 4 or 5 catches in the Seattle game. So, yeah, you know, he took advantage of the situation, the opportunity. So I think my focus goes back onto that. And say, you know, because of this, there's great opportunities for others, and you're excited for those guys.
Are guess, can you give a little progress report on Tyson, how he's, you know, he's moving around a little bit, but how's he done for you?
He's done a good job. I think the last couple of games you're seeing a more of a comfort level. Tyson is really unique. I'll tell you what, we were just talking about it with Jed and George, and they said that Tyson and Lulu was getting some service team reps, and they said that the look they got was incredible. This guy gave an incredible look, and it was almost like he didn't know that, okay, this isn't defense, this is service team, but that's just who he is. He just goes and he plays hard, and you know, just an unbelievable person, unbelievable guy to work with, and you know, and you saw it during the game last week. They kind of had a boot pass, and he got sucked in, and then the next time he played it, and those are the things he's responding quickly, and we can't get enough of those things to him, because once he sees it, once he feels it, I think you know he'll just continue to show even more improvement.